The University of Juba, through its School of Mathematics, recently released the results of the 7th South Sudan Mathematics Olympiad, held on the 8th of November 2025. Now, these competitions brought together some of the brightest young minds from across the country, students passionate about numbers, about logic, and about problem solving. And standing tall at the very top of this year's national contest is Biliu Panom Chol, a Form 4 student from the Darling Wisdom Academy Secondary School here in Juba, and that's the Glasgow campus, and he scored the highest marks in this year's Olympiad. Now, today, we are thrilled to have Biliu with us in the studio joining the Miraya Breakfast Show to just hear his story and what his experience was and also what drives his love for mathematics. Welcome, Biliu, and I'm happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Madam Irene Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate Merida Miraya for hosting me. It has been really a good move since we started.
Mm.
Working as a team in Darling Wisdom Academy, Glasgow campus, we have able leaders from the top to the bottom.
Okay.
Yes. So our director of the school has been with us, supporting us from all corners. The school administration, that is the head teacher,
mm-hmm.
The deputy head teacher for academics, the one that has come with me today.
Okay.
Yeah. They have been with us and working together with us. Right. We have a very strong teacher, let me put it this way, who has been with us, supporting us with all the means that a teacher can support.
Right, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, from the results that we are seeing.
Yeah.
First of all, how does it feel like to be recognized as a top student in mathematics?
Actually, this is my first time to be recognized nationally, so when I was announced as the best student of Mathematics Olympiad 2025,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gave me that joy, you know, of representing my country somewhere else.
Right.
You know, I have ever had this this feeling of representing the country
right.
when I heard that South Sudan can be represented in the East Africa level. So I said,
right.
if I could get a chance, I think I will do my best.
And now you're going to East Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That sounds really, really good. So we would love to understand, how did you prepare for this Olympiad, and what was your study routine and strategy, if you like?
You know, this kind of maths requires your logic. It requires you to get information from a lot of different sources that were provided to us. You know, we need to work hard day and night in order to achieve this. And we worked as a group, not just individual. So what you can understand, you understand it from somebody else.
Right.
And that's how we worked as a group together and
okay.
achieved this.
So, Billy, you will agree with me that many students find mathematics a bit scary and very tough. So what keeps you motivated and loving and excelling in it?
I think I was born with it. I can say this because since I grew up, when I started in primary, I used to like maths, calculating it. Yeah.
So you were just a natural.
Yeah. I think I was born. I did not develop interest for it.
So you don't even have to struggle to get your mathematics right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
It's actually
for you.
One of my best subjects right now.
That's good for you, man.
Yeah.
So during the competition, were there any particular topics or questions that you found especially tough, maybe even exciting?
Yeah, they are there. You know, this math Olympiad, the one we are doing in the national level, South Sudan, is based on patterns, you know, requiring you to understand patterns, how the pattern is going.
Mm.
Yeah, if you understand, you can now develop a way of answering it. But some of the areas they come from, there are some topics we call number theory. We have the this thing called discrete maths.
Mm.
We also have algebra. Yeah, so most of these areas, that's where they come from.
So which one was quite challenging for you that made you scratch your head as a natural mathematician?
I think...
Don't tell me everything was just a walk in the park.
Nope. It was actually hard. But
okay.
Yeah, some of the numbers that required pattern, actually, I think they come from algebra.
Okay.
Yes.
So algebra was quite...
Yeah.
It made you scratch your head a bit.
Yeah.
So what message would you like to share with other students who feel that mathematics is just too difficult and very intimidating?
Actually, as a student there who will want to do maths but is scared of how maybe hard it is not. It only requires, you know, your time. You give your time for it and understanding. Nobody here cannot understand what something is. If you can understand what somebody is saying, that means you can also understand maths, only that you have put a mindset that will make you not understand it. If you think you cannot do it, then you can't do it. But if you know, if you tell yourself that I can do this,
right,
that means you can do it. And I've experienced something that really sets back. When you look at the results, they were not actually impressing.
Why? Yeah.
Because the marks we scored, they were quite low. Yeah. We have not gone above average.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us scored under average. And the problem was time, you know, time management. I'm advising those who are coming outside there to really work on time management.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the major challenge in this. We are given 2 hours in this competition, and the time we think is not enough.
Right.
When we did it.
Right. So as you prepare for the East Africa challenge, what are you going to be doing differently?
I've actually started now employing some of the strategies that I can use in order to save my time. Yeah, this includes working on the numbers that are very easy so that they save your time.
Mm.
And you can later on spend the rest of the time on the hard numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, and finally, who would you like to thank for supporting you throughout this journey?
Firstly, this will go to my teacher, Usas Pasonic Ruben, who has been with us and all the tough things that we have faced in the year. And my appreciation would also go to our school deputy for administration, for academics, Mr. Makurchek, also known as Ivan Junde. My appreciation also goes to my family outside there who have been in support with me and believed in me that I can do this, and also the fellow team that has worked with me up to here. I appreciate all of them.
Right. And just before this actually did skip my mind. This is out of curiosity. Do you see yourself pursuing any career in regards to mathematics, science? Are you seeing yourself leaning to that?
Yeah, actually, I've been told that engineering requires a lot of mathematics, and I've also had interest in this. So I think, yeah.
So you're seeing yourself pursuing engineering?
Exactly.
Good luck, my friend. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
I appreciate you.
Right. And that's Biliu Panom Chol, a bright mind there. An overall winner of the 7th South Sudan Mathematics Olympiad, a shining example of what dedication, curiosity and hard work can achieve. Congratulations once again, Biliu. And to all the students who took part in this year's competition, we also recognize you. We wish you all the best in everything. And Biliu, we wish you all the best.